You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 113. How long should I do school each day? Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Okay, friends, welcome back to this week's episode. Super excited to have you here. You're amazing. I hope you're doing well, enjoying summer. Hope you're going somewhere fun, camping, hiking, biking, swimming, all the beautiful things of summer. It is my favorite. I wanted to remind you that it's not too late to sign up for Mama's Members to have the bonus classes of creating your homeschool year with confidence. I talked all about that in the last episode. I created an amazing workbook of how to create your homeschool year with confidence. And then I hired out somebody much more talented than I am of making it beautiful. And she has done a brilliant job of making this gorgeous workbook. So you'll have the workbook, you'll have these bonus classes that you can attend live or you can watch the recording later. And then you can download the workbook for free, absolutely free for all those in Mama's Members. So anyways, you do not want to miss this because friends, I've spent so much time and money on crappy curriculum. It is a waste and I don't want you to have to make some of those same mistakes I did. And I want to save you time and I want to save you money. So I want to help you learn how to sift through some of the stuff out there. Save energy, all the lovely things. So anyways, I'd love to have you head on over coachmegthomas.com/join and hop on today. Okay. Did you see my title of this? How long should you do school? I think I said, how long should I do school? But it's the same thing. I'm super excited to talk about this because this was inspired from an email I received. I get emails quite a bit of people asking to be on the podcast, and they're usually advertisers wanting to promote their product, right? Actually, it's not usually homeschool related. Lots of times it'll be like a health coach. I could help your moms get really healthy, or I could do something else with your people. Anyways, you don't see them on here very often because I haven't yet to see somebody incredibly relevant to put on that I find helpful. But this person was the one that made me giggle the most because it was for homeschoolers. And I believe they were possibly a teacher, something like that. And when COVID hit, they wanted to hurry and create a program that would be helpful for homeschoolers. So they, in their email, were super excited to want to come on to the podcast to teach all the listeners to learn how they can do school for 5 hours a day, in only 5 hours a day. When I saw that, I laughed, reread it to make sure I saw that correctly, and laughed again. Friends, 5 hours a day, every day. Do you want to know a quick recipe for burnout and wanting to give up? Doing school consistently, 5 hours a day, day in and day out. Let me know how that works for you, planning 5 hours worth of lessons day in and day out. Needless to say, I didn't think that this was a good fit for the podcast, but I thought the question of how long should I be doing school would be an awesome idea. So first of all, let's talk about the word should in there, because I don't like the word should. So there really is no right answer for how long should I do homeschool. You want to know how long you should do homeschool? Whatever works best for you and with what you have going on in your family, right? The amount of children you have, the mental capacity you have, the amount of energy you have. Do you have a newborn? Are you moving? There are so many different elements in there that the right number of hours or minutes you should be doing school is what works best for you. With that being said, I did want to share you some ideas of things that you could do, or maybe some ideas to consider about the length of your school. So this is from Earl Nightingale, And Nightingale began work in the radio industry, which eventually resulted in work as a motivational speaker. And he's from the 1950s era. And he said this, that 1 hour per day of study in your chosen field was all it takes. 1 hour per day of study will put you at the top of your field within 3 years. Within 5 years, you'll be a national authority. In 7 years, you can be one of the best people in the world at what you do. Are you catching that? He's saying with 1 hour a day of study in your chosen field is all it takes. 1 hour of study will put you in the top of your field within 3 years. After 5 years, you'll be a national authority. And in 7 years, you're one of the best people in the world at what you do. So if you're listening to this and you're saying, seriously, Meg, are you telling me that I can just be doing school for 1 hour a day and still be successful? Yes, that is exactly what I'm telling you. And if they are in preschool or even younger elementary grades, then you can accomplish a lot in only 10 minutes a day. Especially I know with my preschooler, our school is sometimes 5 minutes, sometimes it's 10 minutes, and every blue moon it's maybe 15 minutes. But those little short amounts is all he needs. And as they grow older, he wants a little bit more, and it's beautiful and it's awesome. But it doesn't have to be 5 hours a day. I want to share this story from the book, The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. Say that right? Yep. And he talks about the story of the magic penny. If you were given a choice between taking $3 million in cash this very instant and a single penny that doubles in value every day for 31 days, which would you choose? If you've heard this before, you know the penny gambit is the choice you should make. You know it's the course that will lead to greater wealth. Yet why is it so hard to believe choosing the penny will result in more money in the end? Because it takes so much longer to see the payoff. Let's take a closer look. Let's say you take the cold, hard cash and your friend goes the penny route. On day 5, your friend has 16 cents. You, however, have $3 million. On day 10, it's $5.12 versus your big bucks. How do you think your friend is feeling about her decision? You're spending your millions enjoying the heck out of it and loving your choice. After 20 full days, with only 11 days left, Penny Lane has only $5,243. How is she feeling about herself at this point? For all her sacrifice and positive behavior, she has barely more than $5,000. You, however, have $3 million. And then the invisible magic of the compound effect starts to become visible. The same small mathematical growth improvement each day makes the compounded penny worth $10,737,000, $418.24 on day 31, more than three times your $3 million. In this example, we see why consistency over time is so important. On day 29, you've got your $3 million. Penny Lane has around $2.7 million. It isn't until day 30 of this 31-day race that she pulls ahead with $5.3 million. And it isn't until the very last day of this month-long ultramarathon that your friend blows you out of the water and ends up with almost $11 million compared to your $3 million. Very few things are as impressive as the magic of compounding pennies. Amazingly, this force is equally powerful in every area of your life. So isn't it interesting that a lot of times because we don't see instant results, we think something is not working. We think we have to overload or do something the biggest and the best and want those instant results to think that it is working. But it is always by small and simple things or the compound effect that have the greatest results. So I've seen this work in so many different aspects of my life. My husband does finances and he sees it with interest and your savings and all those things, that compound effect. With my whole successful six, right? With your finances, with your emotions, all those things. I saw it in my own life this year. So after I had Georgie, I did not lose very much of the baby weight that I had gained. And then during COVID, this was a terrible surprise, but I gained another 20 pounds last year. And I'm feeling just so done with extreme diets. I don't want to be on an extreme diet. I don't want to get rid of certain food groups for the rest of my life. I want to try to eat healthy most time, but sometimes I want to eat pizza with my kids, right? So I decided to try the compound effect and do small, simple, consistent things daily. I am so happy to report that after 6 months, I am already down 24 pounds by just doing small, consistent things. This also works in relationships. Seeing the small and simple things you can do every day with your kids, like being positive, pointing out what they're doing right, praising them. In the beginning, you may not see much. You may even see some more pushback from them. But all of a sudden, as the compound effect starts taking action, relationships are healed. Connections are made. Relationships are made stronger and better. So you better believe that the compound effect in your school most definitely, definitely works. Here is the recipe that is in the book, The Compound Effect. So the recipe is this: small, smart choices plus consistency plus time equal radical difference. So whether that looks like an hour or more, whatever small is to you, plus smart choices, plus doing it consistently, plus the time, right? Just like the penny, it took 31 days to do it, even though the other person got it instantly. And for you, it may take a little bit longer than 31 days, right? But doing that small, consistent behavior over time equals the radical difference. So think about this in your homeschool. What are some small things you could be doing each day? For me, some of our basics are reading scriptures together, doing a reading aloud, studying some math, and we do a subject of the day, and then the kids do some subjects on their own. Anything else is just a total bonus and totally fun. This way you can be incredibly intentional with what you want to study. I was thinking about this too with watering a plant, right? With the amount of school you do, too little water on a plant and it'll die. So if you're not doing school and you're not being consistent with it and you're not doing anything, it'll die. The love for learning will die. The motivation to keep going will die. All the things with school will start to die. But also on the flip side, if you overwater a plant, it will also die. So if you are overwatering your kids with, we've got to do 45 minutes of math every day, and we have to read an hour and a half every day, and we have to do this, 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 and your checklist is humongous, it is also going to kill the love of learning and the excitement of growth and kill the radical differences. Right? So it's finding the right balance of how much time is the right time for you. So yes, I put the word should in there, but I just did that because it sounded good, right? But the right way, the right should for you is different than the right should for somebody else. A client of mine tried this out. She's been with me for a few years now. And several years ago, she was starting school and on this journey, and teaching her these concepts and these principles, that was a little scary to her. And she took a leap of faith, and she still has been doing these small, smart choices with consistency. And now it's been a year and a half, and she is finally seeing some radical difference. Her children's love for learning is coming alive. They are excited. They are becoming entrepreneurs. They are deciding ways to take their education as their own. And they are loving it and having so much fun. So friends, how long should you do school? That's completely up to you. But the recipe for success, small, smart choices, plus consistency, plus time, equal radical difference. And whether that is 30 minutes for you, fantastic. Possibly up to a few hours for you, that's great. Whatever is the right amount of small time for you, because like I said, it depends on how many children you have, all the different things that you have going on, of how much school you need to do. Just remember, by those small and simple things, you're going to be able to see a radical difference with what you're creating. And like Earl Nightingale said, even just 1 hour per day, with after 7 years, you can be one of the best people in the world at what you do. So as you are getting worried, am I doing enough school? The answer is probably yes. You're probably doing way better than you think you are. So friends, I want to encourage you to look at, what can I do that's very intentional or very small and simple? What could I be consistent with? is reading aloud something you could be consistent with, doing one math page, something you could be consistent with. And then over time, you're going to see some amazing radical differences happening within your home and with your school. So I want to leave you with that and have a wonderful, wonderful week. And I will see you guys next week. Are you ready to take the concepts learned on this podcast to the next level? Then I invite you to join Mama's Members, a place where I will help you succeed in your family and homeschool beyond what you thought was possible. You will have access to hours of content, a place to ask questions, and weekly coaching calls to help you be the amazing homeschool mom you are called to be. To sign up, go to www.coachmegthomas.com/join. I can't wait to see you there. Thank you.